Good morning, all. I have been asked to do a reflection on the gospel reading today, and I want to put it all within the context of the theme that we work for this service, which is God's presence in worship. So we, in the reading of Kings, were able to have a glimpse into how we imagine the temple of Solomon looked, and had words from the dedication at that time. And in our own church, yes, we have an altar, and we have the everlasting light, which are reminders of the temple. And then we had a reading from Ephesians, which Julie Tamlin is very familiar with, and at different times we were, have had reference to the armour of God. And the words that we have there are about God's presence with us when we're not in worship together. We do have all his promises. We put on the armour of God, and those words are very, very valuable to us. So we come to the actual gospel for the day, which is one of the fairly challenging pieces of the New Testament to talk about. I'm not going to go into it in any great substance. It's a very challenging message to many people today, just as it was a challenging message to those way, way back then hearing it. As John records, what Christ was challenging people to understand was that just as he sacrificed himself for us, for people there, so in taking the bread and the wine in communion, we're remembering that sacrifice. But because of the time, we've got the gift of 2,000 years of a Christian practice. The words that came from his mouth to those people gathered would have been extremely challenging. And there is still debate within the church today about whether it's real or it's spiritual in terms of what is the message of communion. But we see it as a spiritual sacrifice. And through taking communion, sharing the bread and wine, we come together, as Jean, in her words, reminded us, we come together as one in worship together. And we seek forgiveness and we seek renewal. And we have the promises of God of eternal life through coming into repentance, sharing communion together, and the gift of eternal life. Flesh is useless. The Spirit gives life. These are the words of Christ. This was a very hard, hard reading that fell on the ears of those disciples gathered. And just as today in our society, in our families, in our neighbourhoods, if you talk with people about the Holy Meal, the mysteries of God, so few people really can switch into the spiritual in life, because everything is so pragmatic and everything has to be tangible and known, and you can't prove God, and God is mystery. And so we talk about sharing in the mysteries, and through the communion we gather in his name and worship him and share together the promises of God. As I walked this morning, I crossed over near the Newton shops, and there was most aroma that was wonderful coming from Panini Brothers of bread. And bread is, in all cultures, a substance that is fundamental to diet. And so when we talk about the body of Christ and the bread of life, it's universal, has resonance in every culture. We seek to change our society in worshipping God here today by remembering the sacrifice and being willing ourselves to serve God as his disciples as we go out. But God is changeless, and we rest on those truths which have been demonstrated through the video that we saw and through the words of the Ephesians. And in our celebration of communion, of these holy mysteries, we gather in the presence of God. And we're in this sacred space here today, which for many of you have been a familiar place to worship for 50 years or more. Some of us have had experiences of taking communion in a different setting. And one of the questions that I want you to consider, and some people here will be able to participate there, I'll first of all share a story of a very moving communion that I have experienced when I was in the Diocese of Newcastle. The church there, the parish was Williamtown, Malabula and Madawi, and had started as a farming community, and Madawi serviced the Air Force people, and Malabula, where I was a sea change area that was still very natural. So we were trying to outreach to our community and growing in faith through some of the practices that our Archbishop here in Adelaide now is trying to introduce and have people consider as a way forward in the 21st century church here in this diocese. So we took ourselves down and had a communion service in a beautiful setting in front of, I was privileged to live with my parents for 10 years in a setting that's just absolutely beautiful. It's a beautiful harbour area, dolphins jump across the water, and beautiful sunsets and sunrises. So we were gathered as a church from three different spaces in front of, in our portable chairs, with our portable altar, which was actually a group of rocks that were close by, in front of a home that was a very beautiful home, but a very faithful woman lived in it. And so that particular day we all came together and we celebrated the communion out of doors, and seagulls around us and pelicans and all the rest of it. And for me that was a really, really memorable. We weren't in this kind of a sacred space, but it was certainly a very beautiful sacred space of God. And I'm not sure how many of you have had experiences of communion in different settings, but that's really what we're talking about today, God's presence in worship. So I wonder if there's anyone here who would be willing to talk about their own experience of communion. It might have been you're in a hospital or a small group somewhere. Thanks, Jean.
I'll never forget, we as a church went to the zoo at Monarto, and we had a communion there, which was very moving. We also have taken picnics, and we have also had communion there. Whenever St. Martin's went, we had communion, which was very nice.
I know that there would be a lot of people here who perhaps in a hospital setting perhaps beside someone who was seriously unwell, or perhaps you were that person themselves. And you were able to find comfort and feel the presence of God in that sacred space that you had created with whoever was there to provide the sacrament to you. So we talk about holy mysteries, and yet it's tangible. Bread and wine, the spiritual food and drink that we take as we reflect in ourselves our faith in Christ, our belief in God, and we affirm the church, the Christian church to which we all belong. And so it's no accident that today Peter called this a gathering, because we gather in his name, and there are various enormous range of gatherings across the world at any one time in many, many settings, and we gather. God is with us, his presence is with us, and I want to just conclude now with the last sentence or so that Jean read from the Gospel. Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and know that you are the Holy One of God." Amen.